Chapter 1, Meemaws and Pawpaws. Even though we resided in Jackson, Mississippi, we lived on the Gulf Coast. And Jackson is where we went to school, and to the doctor, and to bed on time. The coast is where we fished the bayous and hunted bobwhite quails in the tall pines and guzzled Barks root beers by the wooden crateful. Life for a boy was good down there. Many a Friday and nearly every holiday throughout the year, we'd load up in Daddy's 1962 Chevy Biscayne, affectionately known as Chuck-a-Boom, and head for Long Beach. Off we'd sputter, Mama, Daddy, me, and my brothers, Brody and Brad. In boy time, the drive was longer than a transatlantic voyage, but in real time, it was about 3 hours south down Highway 49. The stretch from Jackson to Hattiesburg was nearly intolerable. Mile after mile of cow pastures and thick woods, with the monotony occasionally broken by the glow of a neon oasis as we passed a motel, a truck stop, or a restaurant. Southward, we drifted, down the asphalt and concrete river and the Chuck-a-Boom. You could tell by the changing landscape when we were getting close to our destination. Lying on the floorboard in the back seat, I was hypnotized by the vibrations of the car, the rhythmic thump of the tires hitting the expansion joints in the concrete sections of the highway, and the warmth of the exhaust passing under me. Looking up and out the rear window, I saw the canopy of the woods turn to tall pines. There was hardly any undergrowth except for sage grass. A coastal pine savanna, I believe the scientists call it. The Chuck-a-Boom rumbled south into the northern fringes of Gulfport, marked by rows of tiny pink houses with happy little black children playing in the dirt yards. This portion of the trip was especially exciting on any Christmas morning trip, as it seemed every kid there had gotten a bike for Christmas, and the shiny spokes flashed like tinsel in honor of the season in the bright, clear morning sun. A few blocks further south, we whizzed by the Coca-Cola plant. A few blocks more, and the air became fragrant, scented with the smell of saltwater, sea life, and sunshine. Once you hit Highway 90, you were there. The beach, heaven, Nirvana, Valhalla, or whatever you call the good place your chosen deity sends you after you die. We were at that good place, Meemaw's house.